So, let me tell you a little bit more about myself. And I've put together an image here that I've called What Have I Been Doing Since 2008? Because this was when I really embarked on this new career of helping women through menopause. As you can see from the image, I've been very busy. I was actually very scared when I first embarked on this new career of helping women understand menopause. As I told you before, I had been working in the hotel industry. So what did I know about women's health? Absolutely nothing. But I was like a sponge. And I rocked up at every medical conference that was doing something on menopause. And this is how I eventually joined the British Menopause Society. There's a link there, the bms.org.uk. I was so scared they would find out I was non-medical and that they would throw me out, but I got over that. I then decided that if I was really going to help women, I needed to get myself onto the Medical Advisory Council of this esteemed organisation, and after two tries, I succeeded. I was so chuffed. I am the first layperson to be elected onto this committee. Imagine sitting on a committee with the best specialists in the country. Oh, and that's another thing. I thought, probably like you, that all gynaecologists were menopause specialists. No, they are not. So make sure you mention this to your doctor and or that your staff have an understanding of this when looking for a referral. Make sure you are referred to a menopause medical specialist. So here I am on this committee. I'm sitting with, yes, gynaecologists, but also endocrinologists, heart specialists, breast cancer specialists, and many other ologists, and they all have a special interest in women's health, and menopause in particular. Over the years, when I was what I now call learning my craft, I was invited to tell my story in a variety of national magazines, on BBC radio stations across the length and breadth of the UK, and even BBC TV. I was on BBC Breakfast, talking about menopause in the workplace. And let's not forget ITV Good Morning, where I discussed sexual relations with Philip Schofield. Not that I was having sexual relations with him, of course, but he's rather nice. And I am building a health customer base of well-known organisations who now seek me out to tell their managers and employees about menopause, just as I'm doing with you now. For me, it's the best job in the world, and I seem to have found my vocation. I love what I do, and I trust this reflects in how I present my training programmes. So let's move on to the next section, where I can tell you more about the four steps to making sense of menopause, the objectives, the outcomes, etc. See you in the next audio file.